Hi, I'm Ben Rizzuto, wealth strategist at Janus Henderson Investors. For 90 years, we've worked to help clients achieve superior financial outcomes and fulfill our purpose of investing in a brighter future together. To learn more, go to janushenderson.com.
Here's your money briefing for Thursday, February 2nd. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. We keep hearing that inflation is steadily declining, but that hasn't significantly eased the strain on your wallet every time you go to the grocery store. That may be about to change. Whole Foods says it's asking its suppliers to reflect easing inflation.
So as people sort of change their shopping habits, companies are facing a little bit more pressure to offer value so they can hold on to their customers.
Jaewon Kong covers the food retail industry for the WSJ. Coming up, we'll talk to her about how Whole Foods and other grocery chains are adjusting to respond to consumers' changing shopping habits. That's after the break.
The Claude 3 model family from Anthropic is your one-stop shop for enterprise AI. With models at every point on the price-performance curve, you no longer have to make trade-offs between intelligence, speed, and cost. Claude 3 Opus sets new industry benchmarks for intelligence. Sonnet strikes the perfect balance between skills and speed. And Haiku is the fastest and lowest cost model on the market, perfectly designed for high volume, high speed use cases. Join the thousands of enterprises who trust Anthropic to keep them at the frontier. Visit anthropic.com/Claude today.
Whole Foods says it wants the prices consumers pay to better reflect declining inflation, and it's asking its suppliers for help. So what does that mean for price tags on the shelf? And what else are companies doing to try to ease your grocery bill? WSJ food retail reporter Jaewon Kong joins us with more. Hey, Jaewon, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.
So Jaewon, why can't Whole Foods, or any store for that matter, just lower their prices? Why do they have to go through their suppliers, and what's the relationship there?
Yeah, so there's a lot to consider for retailers when it comes to pricing. They look at prices given to them by suppliers. They also look at how much competitors are selling products for, you know, how much funding they have to put items on sale. And of course, if it's a type of food that people are really price sensitive to. So depending on what suppliers offer as list prices for their products, retailers will then decide what price tags will be and sell products after that. They're asking them to help the company lower prices because they are starting to hear that costs are starting to come down, and they want the retail prices, which are the prices that consumers see, to reflect that.
You know, Jaewon, consumer finances have been stretched and then some by rising grocery prices, and that's on top of rising prices elsewhere too. How have the grocery stores seen consumers respond to these rising prices over the past year?
You know, grocery prices have been high. The Labor Department said grocery prices went up by almost 12% in December compared to a year ago. There is still inflation. It's just prices are still rising. It's just that the pace has slightly slowed. And, you know, various staples like eggs remain pretty expensive. So what you're seeing from consumers who have been experiencing price increases for well over a year now is that they are responding. So they've been looking for sales, buying cheaper items. Sometimes they're purchasing fewer items. So as people sort of change their shopping habits, companies are facing a little bit more pressure to offer value so they can hold on to their customers.
So in addition to working with their suppliers, what else does Whole Foods have planned to try to bring down prices and ultimately relieve the strain on consumers?
Yeah, so they've said that they want to focus more on promotions this year and hold sale events. And they're doing this as inflation, you know, continues to affect their customers.
All right, so inflation is steadily declining. And like you said, prices in general aren't actually coming down, but they're rising at a slower pace. But how has that affected the suppliers and the food companies?
So food companies, they have been raising prices because of higher costs of labor, transportation, and energy. And companies like Mondelez, which makes Oreo cookies and Sour Patch Kids candy, they've said if costs remain steady, as they have been over the past couple of months, then they don't plan on raising prices further in the U.S.
Now, outside of Whole Foods, Kroger, the country's largest supermarket operator, has also been trying to manage the cost of goods. You were on a recent earnings call with them. What are they seeing?
So companies like Kroger have said food inflation in the U.S. is starting to moderate, but that prices haven't yet fallen across all the different aisles in grocery stores. They've said shoppers are coming into stores more often and buying smaller amounts, and that, you know, consumers continue to purchase cheaper store brands and also use more digital coupons as they look to stretch their dollars a bit.
But even before now, it's been a challenge for grocery stores to keep up with how shoppers have pivoted since the start of the pandemic. How have the stores adjusted?
Yeah, so, you know, grocery stores have been trying to keep prices low on items like bread, cereal, so the everyday staples that consumers really pay attention to. And at the same time, they're sort of promoting prepared food that they make in their stores as an affordable alternative to dining out.
All right, that's Wall Street Journal reporter Jaewon Kong with us. Jaewon, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for the Wall Street Journal.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.